soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Welcome to Wednesday. And I'm praying and trusting that you're having a good week. You know, I want to let you know we're speaking about revival this week. And revival is so very important. It's a recognition of sin. Secondly, a repentance from that sin. And thirdly, it is a renewed desire for God. Three R's. A recognition, a repentance, and a renewed desire to serve God. Are you living in revival? I hope so. If not, fall on your knees right now. Say, God, I want to get right with you today. Here's a good song, Standing by the River. I think you'll enjoy it as the quartet sings for us. Thank you for listening.
Here I stand beside death's chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking beyond, gazing toward the land of fadeless beauty, where no surges rise and fall. Standing by the river, standing by the river, looking beyond,
standing by the river.
On the other shore,
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome,
with my friends and loved ones
who have gone before. Music from the land of endless glory falls upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond.
Standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman,
listening to the music
on the other shore. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling, though I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling, I must tarry here no more. Standing by the river, looking beyond.
Standing by the river,
waiting for the boatman,
listening to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels,
singing out a welcome,
with my friends and loved ones
who have gone on before. Standing by the river, waiting for the boatman,
listening to the music
on the other shore. I can hear the angels singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to do one special thing. Would you do this, please? would you write down our email address and just say, Brother Treber, I listen. I love the broadcast. Now, if you don't love it, write to some other pastor. Don't write to me. But if you love it, if you're being helped, let us know. Revival Time. That's all one word. REVIVALTIME at NVBC. That stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. And if you just shoot me, I'll write you back. I promise you. It may take a day or so, but I'll get you back. I'll write a handwritten note, and then somebody will type it and then send it back to you. But I hope that you'll let me know that you're listening. And I take care of them every single day. So let me know that you're listening. Here's a great song, He Hideth My Soul. Brother Alvin Martinez, you come on in here and sing, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He's a wonderful Savior. We're trying to get you to come back to Him and live for Him in revival. Chapter 5, Hosea.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me.
Chapter 5, hear ye this. The next two words, O priest. The priests were the leaders. You know, God's men, I want to be very careful. I don't want to attack. I really don't want to attack. But God's men, it's going to have to begin with us. It's going to have to begin with us pastors. You know, the ministry is not about coming to work late every day and then going to lunch and going to coffee appointments. And the ministry is not golfing once a week, twice a week, three times a week. It's not bowling. It's not activity. It's not fishing. That's not the ministry. the ministry is work. There's a lot of things in my life I have failed our God. But I tell you what, I've been a worker my whole life. I believe in work. And I believe that you believe in work. I think it's been 2 years since my wife and I have taken a vacation, gone anywhere. And we need to. We need to. I need to be gone from this church. But, you know, just right now, it's not the right time. But you guys that are traveling all the time and goofing off all the time and partying all the time and you're canceling church because it's a Super Bowl, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I don't comprehend it. Hear ye this, O priest. Priest, leaders, will you wake up? Yes, President Trump ought to kneel at his desk every day, but he's not the answer. It's the priests. It's the men of God. Hearken, O ye house of Israel. God's people need to hearken. God's man needs to hearken. We need to listen up. We need to get it. God needs our attention. O house of the king, for judgment is toward you because ye have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net is spread upon Tabor. God says, I am going to judge you. In your house, king, O priest, your house, the children of Israel, your house, and revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I have rebuked, I've corrected, I've straightened out. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel's defiled. I would have to say that United States of America, we're a defiled country. We are just defiled. We're wicked. And there must be awakening of God, spiritual awakening. Oh, priest, will you listen? Oh, pastor, will you listen? Oh, deacon, will you listen? Oh, usher, will you listen? Oh, bus worker, will you listen? Oh, Sunday school teacher, will you listen? Oh, servant of God, will you listen? Listen. Israel's defiled. Israel's committing whoredom. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst. That word whoredom is just over and over again. You find it. Why? Because they're doing their own thing. Your life is not about you and your satisfaction. And life is about him. He must increase. I must decrease. And the pride of Israel. There's where the problem is. It's our pride. I think I could do this. I can get away with it. It's my pride. And God says, you've been treacherous, verse 7, against the Lord. Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. We are in trouble. Child of God, America's in trouble. I'm sounding the alarm today. Will you pray? Will you seek God? Will you come in fasting and prayer that God would change? Our Bible colleges are full of kids that say yes to God, but then are you really sold out to God? Are you sold out to God? Does God have your heart? God have your wishes, your dreams? Does God have you? Father, I pray that you'd wake us up. Wake America, wake up. Wake up me as a leader and the leaders of our churches. Wake us up to righteousness, and may every day be filled with door knocking and visiting and passing tracts and talking to people about Christ and eternity. And I pray that we'd be busy about the Lord's work this day. For I ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.